We are speaking with the regional coordinator of Top Blokes Foundation North Coast, Rhys Anderson. With high suicide rates, 3 out of 4 suicides are male. Domestic violence, 1 in 6 women have experienced violence from an intimate partner, and 1 in 9 men experience physical or sexual abuse before the age of 15. Talk about crime, 90% of young people in detention are male. Sometimes needs need to change. The Top Blokes Foundation says that we need a new deal for boys and young men. Here to talk about this is Rhys Anderson, Regional Coordinator of Top Blokes Foundation North Coast, along with Joel and one of the recent graduates, Jackson, to tell us a little bit more of his journey. I'm delighted to welcome back to the microphone Rhys Anderson from the Top Blokes Foundation. Now, Rhys, tell us what the aims and the vision of Top Blokes Foundation is.
Yeah, sure. So about 19 years ago in New South Wales, Top Blokes was founded by our current CEO. She was 19 at the time and saw that there wasn't a lot of, I guess, positive praise for young men in the community. So I started with some volunteer stuff in community and then, you know, went into schools. And so, you know, like I said, it's been down in New South Wales now for 19 years and we've been up here in Queensland for, this is our sixth year. So our aim is to, obviously, we want young men to live healthier and safer lives. Now, and it's a lot easier to fix broken young men than it is to fix broken older men. Like, you know, for myself, I'm 44 now. You know, it probably took me into my early 30s to really put the work into myself. And, you know, there was a lot more to cover, right? But if you're only 15, 16, there's not as much probably, you know, there could still be stuff there, but you're getting in there early. And we get to come in and have conversations that maybe parents and teachers try to have, but they probably don't go how they should. And we get to create a safe space where these boys can come in and actually work on themselves, get some seeds planted, which, you know, not necessarily is going to help them straight away, but it's going to plant those seeds to help them in those last few years of high school and beyond.
So what ages, Rhys, do we start?
So we've got 3 programs. We do a 10 to 13 program, which is kind of year 5, year 6, year 7. Mm-hmm. And then we've got our 14 to 17 program, which is, yeah, grade 8 to 12.
Yep.
And then we have an 18 to 24 program, which we've just relaunched this year, which we're kind of taking into workplaces I guess a lot of workplaces are struggling with those age groups now. And I guess, you know, if some of those have done the Top Blokes program, probably back, maybe not so much so. So we're tapping into that age group as well.
Wonderful, wonderful. So what are some of the outcomes that you actually see?
Yeah, well, we had graduations recently. So we graduated, I think we had 19 graduations, so 19 different schools. But one that stands out was this young boy. He was very much being bullied. He spoke very openly about that. And I guess some of the people in the room were probably his bulliers. He wouldn't come to school, had to come to school. He'd only really come to school on the day that we were there. And then as the 2 terms went on, that changed into him coming back most days. Now, I didn't really realise that until the graduation. Now, this young man got up and spoke in front of everyone and shared a bit of what he got out of the program. But it was his mum that came up afterwards and she just tapped me on the shoulder and she gave me a hug and she had tears coming down her face and she said, "Rhys, thank you for just getting my son back to school." Because he's very bright, quirky, intelligent. He's got a big future among him. But for whatever reason, he was a target for other people. But he's now no longer a target. And I think now, when I was speaking to him, we do individual speeches. And his speech, I was really much around, I think all the boys in the room now have your back. And Joel, who was in the room with me, said that every boy was like nodding, going, "Yep, like we do have their back." So he's now got people supporting him and got his back. And he's not being bullied, which is awesome. Yeah.
And that's exactly what you're about, isn't
100%.
It?
100%.
Yeah. Now, if I can come back to Jackson. Jackson, you were one of the graduates. Describe what you thought was a male role model before the program, Dylan. Can you do that?
Yeah. What I thought the male role model was before the program was just to wake up every morning at breakfast, brush your teeth and go to work.
Mm. Yeah.
And then when you come home, you go to sleep. Just repeat it all over again.
Oh, my goodness. So describe what it was like being in the program.
What it was like being in the program was when us boys, we were talking, it really helped people with their, like, social anxiety. And, like, if they didn't like public speaking, it helped them with that too. But what helped the most is when people shared about what's been happening in their life recently. I think that's what happened. I think that's what was more helpful, when they could just open up to everyone without getting picked on or anything.
Hmm. Hmm. So you know that you're among people that have the same sort of feelings as you, and then you learn from the male role models what you can do about that?
Yeah.
Is that what happens?
Yeah.
I think some of the things that you're saying are quite wonderful. Joel is sitting here beside us, and he is one of the guys from Top Lake. So I might just ask Joel a couple of little questions, if I may. Thanks, Jackson. Joel, give us some examples of what's going on at Top Lakes on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, I think one of the most important things that we do at the start of every session is a check-in. So we ask the boys to give us a number between 1 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
And 1, they're having their worst day, and 10, they're having their best day ever. And I think I found a lot in Jackson's group is that those boys wanted to tell us why. They don't have to tell us why they choose those numbers. But I would say we talk about a lot of different topics in Top Blokes, but that piece that we do at the start of every session, that's what can... that's what those boys needed,
yeah.
To be able to say, I'm a 4 today because this is going on in my life. And that's what the space became for Jackson's group. And we had some boys with a lot going on, whether it was their families or their struggles at school or their struggles with relationships and friendships. And I think that, yeah, that was one of the most important conversations. And sometimes our check-ins would take the first 10, 15 minutes because that's what the boys needed that day.
Mm.
You know, maybe the content that we were learning that day maybe wasn't as important as what was actually going on for them. So I think that's where we probably had our best conversations.
Yes. And just listening to Jackson speak, Joel, I mean, quite obviously... I didn't know Jackson before, but quite obviously whatever you're doing is working very, very well.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think I actually have a recollection of Jackson from about week 6.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure what was going on that day for him, but Jackson was hitting a pole for about a good 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to embarrass you, but no. I'm just going to be honest.
Yes.
And I think... Jackson just needed something that day, and he wasn't quite ready to verbalize, and he couldn't probably quite verbalize exactly what that was.
No, no.
And that was in term 1, and we know that term 1 wasn't the easiest one for you, but I think it was amazing to see him and a lot of the other boys be able to kind of verbalize through that check-in what was going on, rather than just sit there kind of beating yourself up, kind of wanting that attention but not having quite the right way or the words to ask for it. So I think just seeing that difference and that little moment, we know we do what we do, yeah.
Well, just looking at Jackson here right now, you've done a wonderful job, and so has he, obviously. Mm. Jackson, how old are you?
I am 14.
You're 14. The way you've spoken on air this morning is a credit to you, and a big credit. And I'm just thinking to myself, from going to that pole that was out there in the schoolyard, copping it, and sometimes we need to be able to get that out. But isn't it beautiful that Top Blokes have shown you another way to get it out rather than do something that the school might want to send you home for, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to just round up a little bit, Jackson, and tell us a little bit more about Top Blokes and how they're making you a better man? Yeah?
Yeah, so how Top Blokes is making me a better man is there was one of these lessons. It was about anger management, and like I really learned off that.
Yes.
Because like I couldn't control my anger if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Because when I was in school one day, someone broke my phone, and then I went into the toilet to check it, and it wouldn't work, not at all. And then I just started punching the wall for no reason.
Yeah, yeah. Got to get that out. But isn't it better that you can get it out with words rather than actions? Because you're going to hurt your fist anyway, aren't you?
Yeah.
Hey? Well, I believe it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you, Jackson. So I do thank you. And I'll thank you so much. And it's a delight to see and to hear what you've learned during this period with Top Blokes. And I'll go back over to Rhys and just say, how can people, Rhys, and organisations become involved to make a change in Australian society?
Good question. Obviously, we're a charity, so we don't function without funding. So we only pass 30% of fees onto schools, so we cover the rest of the 70%. Obviously, okay. We've got paid workers.
Yep.
So, yes, you can jump on our website and you can donate. But if you're a school or an organisation out there that might be wanting one of our programs, obviously you can reach out through our website again, or I'm not sure if my details will be put up on the web. So you can, obviously reach out to me as well. So, I think it's just about, but also just if you're a parent or if you're a teacher or you're working with young people, it's, I think about looking at how you can show up and role model the best behaviours.
Now, Jackson, I'll just ask you if you would like to give us the last word for this morning's podcast.
My last words would be probably do better in life and make sure that you don't hate yourself because of stuff that's happening in your life. Just make sure that you wake up feeling good and try to be the best you can.
That sounds wonderful to me. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for coming in. I really appreciate it. Now, that is Top Blokes, and it is a wonderful organisation helping young men choose the right path in life. And you've been listening to Rhys Anderson, Regional Coordinator of Top Blokes for the North Coast, and one of his wonderful young graduates, and, of course, Joel. Thank you very much for coming in. You're on 101.5 FM.